The prophet Micaiah warned Ahab, king of Israel, that he would be killed in battle if he went to war against the Syrians. But Ahab would not listen to the Lord's warning, as he was determined to retake the town that the Syrians had captured. His ally, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went with him. Ahab decided to disguise himself, so that he would not be recognized during the fighting. He said to Jehoshaphat, "I will enter the battle in disguise, but you wear your royal robes." Perhaps he thought that the enemy would attack and kill Jehoshaphat, thinking he was the king of Israel. The two kings set out with their troops for Gilead on the east side of the Jordan. Ahab went into battle disguised, while the king of Judah wore his royal robes. Now the king of Syria had 32 chariot commanders. He said to them, "Do not fight with anyone, small or great, except the king of Israel." When the chariot commanders saw Jehoshaphat, they thought he was Ahab, and went to attack him. As they rushed upon him, Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord came to his help. The commanders saw that he was not the king of Israel, and stopped pursuing him. But someone drew his bow at random and hit Ahab between the sections of his armor. The king told his chariot driver, "Wheel round and get me out. I've been wounded." The fighting was so fierce that it raged all day long, and the king was not able to leave the battlefield. He remained propped up in his chariot facing the Syrians while the blood from his wound ran onto the floor, and that evening he died. As the sun was setting, the news of his death spread through the army, and the Israelites fled, each man to his own town or homestead. Ahab's body was brought to Samaria and buried there. As they were washing his chariot at a pool in Samaria, the dogs came and licked his blood, as the word of the Lord had declared through the prophet Elijah. In the meantime, Jehoshaphat returned safely to his palace in Jerusalem. When he arrived, Jehu, the seer, the son of Hanani, went out to meet him and said, "Should you help the wicked and make alliances with those who hate the Lord? Because of this, the wrath of God is upon you. There is, however, some good in you, for you rid the land of idol worship and set your heart on seeking God." After receiving this rebuke from the Lord, Jehoshaphat decided to incite the nation to greater faithfulness, and he went throughout his kingdom from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim and turned the people back to the Lord, the God of their fathers. He also appointed judges in the land, in each of the fortified cities of Judah. He said to them, "Consider carefully what you do, because you are not judging for man, but for the Lord, who is with you whenever you give a verdict. Now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Judge carefully, for with the Lord our God there is no injustice, or partiality, or bribery." In Jerusalem, Jehoshaphat appointed some of the Levites, priests, and heads of Israelite families to administer the law of the Lord and to settle disputes. He spoke to the magistrates of this civil and religious court and said, "You must serve faithfully and wholeheartedly in the fear of the Lord." The judges of this court were to settle the difficult cases and help the provincial magistrates whenever they were in doubt. They were to warn the people not to sin against the Lord, or wrath would come on them all, and they were to render justice according to the laws, commands, and ordinances of God. "Do this, and you will not sin," he said to them, "and may the Lord be with those who do well." Next episode, a victory without fighting.